Students of the H.J. Robinson High School were immersed into the world of media and communications at the first ever Youth Media Expo, organized by Genesis Next Media. Media practitioners from across the Turks and Caicos gathered in the nation's capital, Grand Turk, to showcase their profession and highlight career paths beyond the traditional options. Booths featured content creators such as Cayetana Robinson and Ashad Bain, as well as departments like the Government's Communications Directorate, the TCI Airport Authority, Eagle Legal News, Flow, and the Telecommunications Commission. Local photographers, videographers, and marketing agencies also displayed their work. The event, hosted by Huntley Forbes Jr. and H.J. Robinson student Tasania Pine, included live student interviews and hands-on workshops. Sessions covered podcasting with Leo Lightburn of Pushing Your Peas, social media management with Zahn Marketing, and filmmaking with Benson Williams Jr. Students also heard from a panel of media professionals moderated by Anavia Mantok and Christoph Crooks, where communicators shared their personal journeys and offered advice to aspiring creatives. We spoke with the event organizer, Gregston Bean, owner of Genesis Next Media, who gave insight into how he started his business and why he decided to create such an event.
I grew up in entertainment, being so closely connected with music and engineering and so forth. I always loved music and entertainment and always loved the behind the scenes of how things were created. I've always loved that. And sooner or later, I got into video work, especially at church. And a lot of things are birthed out of church. So I started doing live streaming at church. And out of that, it became the opportunity came to start doing live streams and doing other camera work for persons, and persons asking me to do it. And from that, eventually just started a business. And thanks be to God, the business was able to catch on. A lot of people gave me opportunities. A lot of people decided that they like the work you do. They see the consistency, they see the growth, and gave me an opportunity and allowed me to grow and expand.
Decided to have this media expo today.
I think about doing things that hasn't been done, things that are, you know, outside of the box, and things that, you know, would be like, wow, that's different. So the idea came to me in June, and immediately I said, I think it would be good for a portion of Youth Day. I didn't know if they had anything planned or they started any work with Youth Day plans or anything, but I immediately started calling persons from the department and showing the idea, and they loved it.
Peteria Store from the Government's Communications Directorate stressed the importance of communications in public service.
The importance of the Communications Directorate is to basically inform the public, the citizens of the Turks and Caicos Islands, of what is going on in the government, whether it's national development, any social initiatives that is being done. We as the Communication Directorate, we have the responsibility to ensure that the information we put out is like transparent and reputable and timely.
We also spoke to Leah Lightburn, where he shared his experience within the creative field.
Not only am I a podcaster, but I'm a filmmaker as well, because what I do with that information, I try to tell it, right? So that's what got me into podcasting, really learning about people, learning what makes us all alike rather than different, because sometimes we think we're different, but when you pull them stories out of people, we realize, oh, I have something in common with this person, that person. So the storytelling and the history component is what draws me into podcasting.
And your film, you went to Cara Festa?
Yes, I did go to Cara Festa. Really, Cara Festa was a phenomenal experience. I mean, you're in an environment with creatives just like yourself. So you're from the moment you get there, you're hit with this wave of inspiration. And to attend the event for a film that we made right here in the Turks and Caicos Islands, and to be out there displaying our culture and interacting with other creatives and learning. I think one of the main benefits of being there was the networking.
The Youth Media Expo not only showcased opportunities in communications and media, but also aims to inspire the next generation of creators, storytellers, and media professionals in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Reporting from Grand Turk, I'm Denise Denny.